Okay, today's daf Kuf Chav Vav. We are on Kuf Chav He on the bottom. We are on the first two dots, about 8 lines from the bottom. Pekat HaChalon. Pekat HaChalon, the best way to call it is a frame of a window. Right, the window is a hole in the wall. Right, a hole in the wall going out, look outside. In the olden days, they didn't have windows like they have today where you open it and close it. They would take a frame of wood or something else and just put into the hole. So can you put that hole, that frame, into the hole on Shabbos? So the Mishnah had a machlokas, right? Rabbi Eliezer said, you can only put the window, the frame, back into the window, only if it has to be tied to the window. So you can't move it over there, because it's got to be tied to the window. And toluy, it has to be hanging from the window, that everybody can see it's tied. It's not enough to be tied. It has to be hanging also. Okay? And the Chacham said, no matter what, it could be used, the window.
So the door.
Well, the Gemara is going to say, what do you mean no matter what? There's two elements. Rabbi Eliezer had two requirements. Tied and hanging. And the Chacham say, no matter what, it's okay. What does it mean, no matter what? So we'll get to that in the Gemara.
It's different than a door.
It's different than a door. Exactly. It's exactly the point. So, says the Gemara, before we get to that, Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hakol Motiv. But everybody agrees. She'ein Ozen Ol Arai Techila B'Yontif. You don't make an Ol Arai initially on Yontif. Ve'ein Tzorach Lomar B'Shabbos. And I have no, of course not on Shabbos. Now, why would I think that Yontif is different when it comes to Ol Arai? Why should Yontif be different? The only time Yontif is different if it has to do with food. What's Ol Arai have to do with food? Gemara makes a statement. You can't do it on Yontif, and you also can't do it on Shabbos. Of course not. Why would I think you could? What's the Havamina? So, the Chassam Sofer says, well, you know, we learned a little while ago that making cheese is an issue of binyan. And you're allowed to cook on Yontif. Maybe you can make cheese on Yontif. Maybe you can. So maybe since that's mutter, I could also already be busy with building. Comes along, no, you can't do that. You can't make an Ol Arai on Yontif. And of course you can't do it on Shabbos. There was a half meal Yontif, maybe it would be different. So I needed the Gemara to tell me you can't do it. Lo nechluku el lohosif. The only issue is to be mosif. Shabbi Eliezer Omer ein mosif and be Yontif. You're not allowed to do that. Vein tzorach lomar b'Shabbos. And for sure you can't do it on Shabbos. You can do it on Shabbos. You can do it on Shabbos, and for sure you can do it on Yontif. Just to do a minute, the Rashi, on the third to bottom line of Rashi, he says, what do you mean you're not allowed to make an Ol Arai? What do you mean you're not allowed to make an Ol Arai? Rashi says, L'paros machatzelas al dalad mechitos, to put a cover over four posts, al dalad kundesin, or four different kinds of posts, li'os tzeil l'ol benachama. Right? Like a chuppah, like an old-fashioned chuppah. You're not allowed to do that. Right? Then Rashi goes out of his way. V'dafka gag. A roof you can't do. Avo mechitza. What if you want to make a mechitza? What if you want to create a mechitza? Right? The women came. No mechitza in the shul. Oh, quickly, we'll put up a curtain. Lav ohu. That's not a problem. That's not an ohel. Right? Vishari. Leparsa litznias. For tznias reasons, for privacy? Want some privacy? That's no problem. What possessed Rashi to go out of there to say all this? I don't know. Kidamrinon be'erfin, but over the Shmuel, it happened once. Right? That Shmuel once did that. That's not a problem. Want to make a mechitza? That's not a problem. U'pekaka chalon, de masnisan, and the pekaka chalon that the Mishnah is talking about, mishum tekivon de binyan hu, since it's a binyan, u'mechzi kemosif ala binyan. It looks like you're adding on to the binyan. Okay. Next. Now we get to the nut and bolts of today's daf. V'chacham omrim, benkach u'benkach pokekin bo. No matter what. No matter what, it's mutter. What did they mean, no matter what? What did they mean by that? Rabbi Eliezer had two requirements. He had kosher and tolui. Comes along the chachamim, no matter what, it's okay. What did they mean by that? My benkach u'benkach. What did they mean by that? Omer of Abba, Omer of Kahana. Ben kosher, ben she'eno kosher. It doesn't make a difference if it's tied or not. for who shemisukan, as long as it's set aside from yesterday. All you have to have is that it's set aside. If it's set aside, it's good. V'hu shemisukan, as long as it's misukan. Amr b'yirmiya, v'lema, v'lema. Yeah, mark it here. It's better when you're here. I know it's uncomfortable. I know, but I like it better when you're here. But I know it's uncomfortable. I know it's uncomfortable. I'm holding myself back from not saying that because I don't want to make you feel bad. Being the yuppets. So Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu Vilema. So 1 second. So what? Again, we'll just review for a quick second. If you want to have that frame, you put back in the window. The frame to put back in the window to cover the window. That frame that you hold. Rabbi Eliezer, you have to have two requirements in order to use it on Shabbos. Two requirements. Number one, it has to be tied to the window, and it has to be hanging from the window, which means I guess you can't have a rope that's 3 miles long, and it'll be tied, but it's going to be 1,000 feet away. You can't do that. It has to be hanging from the window and tied. The Chacham said, no, you don't need that. Ben kach or ben kach, it's okay, no matter what. What did they mean to get? What? There's two requirements, Rabbi Eliezer. Which one requirement did they not care about? Says the Gemara, Ben Kasher Ben She'ena Kasher. Doesn't have to be tied. Doesn't have to be tied, but definition is not going to be hanging. Right? By definition, it's not going to be hanging. It's not tied. V'hu Shemesukr, but it has to be prepared for before Shabbos. So you can't wake up on Shabbos morning, oh my goodness, I forgot to prepare that wood. Al, run to the yard, let me see what's out there. You can't do that. It has to be prepared for before Shabbos. Amalir B'yirmiya, V'lim Amar Ben Tali Ben Tali V'hu Shekasher. So why is he being so makel? Why is the Chacham being so makel? They should have required the other halacha. No, it has to be tied. But it doesn't have to be hanging. As long as it's tied, it's good enough. Right? Says Rashi, Delo pligi rabbanon el atlia. The rabbanon should only be arguing on the hanging parts. The Rabbi Eliezer boy kasher v'toli. Rabbi Eliezer required both conditions. It has to be tied and hanging. Vafilu kasher, even hanging. Im rosha nigra la'aretz. I'm sorry, afilu kasher. Even if it's tied, says Rashi, im rosho nigra la'aretz, if the bottom of the thing is resting on the ground, rolling on the ground, lo chashiv li Rabbi Eliezer kishom to menakarko, ubona bomu zechachila. Rabbi Eliezer, we will say, you pick it up off the ground and stick it into the window, you over on bone. Because it's not hanging. You over on bone. V'rabbanan amrile ben toli ben nigrar pokin bo ubuvachi kasher. The rabbanan should hold. It has to be at least tied. Why not be hanging? They should hold like that. Why should they hold like that? The Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana Amar B'Yochanan Ke Machlokes Kan Kach Machlokes B'Neger HaNigrar. We have a Machlokes here. We have a very similar Machlokes about a lock. So you know we always have those locks. They have it. Many houses have it where you put that chain, a chain lock. What? Yeah, it's not a bolt. Here we're talking about like a bolt, where it's connected to the door and a frame. You have a door and a frame, so you want to lock the door. So they had a bolt with a chain connected to the frame. So when the door closes, you put the bolt in. When the door opens, where's the chain? It's hanging. It's hanging from the side of the door. Right? You following the case? You have a bolt that's dangling from the frame. When you close the door, you stick the bolt into the door. There's a frame for the bolt to go in, and the door locks. They lock the door. Right? What if... You hear the case? So it's a very similar thing to the window issue. You have a piece that's hanging and tied to the frame. What's the issue? Here we go. It's the same issue. His mission irvin like this. Nagar ha-nigrar. You have a bolt... that nigrar means it's resting on the ground. In other words, it's connected to the frame. It's connected to the frame. But it's so long, the rope, or the chain, that it's on the ground. Okay? So if you want to bolt the door, you got to bend down to the floor, pick up the bolt, and then bolt it. Okay? But that's the issue. It's literally, it's connected to the door. But it's all the way down on the floor. So, nolan bo b'mikdash avolo b'medina. That's an issa d'rabbanan. It's an issa d'rabbanan to take that bolt and stick it into the door. So in the Beis HaMikdash, where there were no Isidur Abanans, you could have such a lock like that in the Beis HaMikdash. But not in your house. not in your house. Okay? Hamunach kan v'kan osur. If it's not connected to the door at all, it's lying, just you have some random bolt in your drawer, and then you move it to the that everyone, everywhere it's osur, even in the Beis HaMikdash. Why? It's mamish binyan. It's binyan. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, no, not so fast. Hamunach, if it's on the floor, ba mikdash, right? In the Beis HaMikdash, that's fine. The hanigrar, and if it's attached, at least if it's attached to the door, but it's dangling, it's all the way on the floor, it's a 3 feet, 5, 10 feet of chain, so the bolt on the floor, bimadin, that's fine too. That's fine too, it's much more makel. He only requires one requirement, right? Vitanya, and we learned it a brisa. Ezehu nagar hanigrar shenolim bo b'mikdash avalo b'medina. What's this case of a bolt that's resting on the floor that you can use in the Beis HaMikdash, but you can't use in the house? What's that case? Kol shekasher v'tolui, it's tied and hanging. V'rosho magia la'aretz, but the chain is so long that it rests on the floor. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, there's nothing wrong with that. As long as it's one, as long as you have one element, what's the element? It's tied to the door. And if it's dangling on the floor, so what? So you have to go look carefully? No problem. What do you see from here? That no one went so far as to be makel, that it could be totally detached from the door. No one said that. In this case of the lock. No one went so far to say that. Even Rabbi Yehuda, who's so makel, requires, at least it has to be connected to the wall. If it's connected to the wall, it's good to go. In our Mishnah, in the case of the frame, the Chachamim said, the Gemara explained the Chachamim, it doesn't have to be connected at all. It could even be in the other end of the room. And nobody said that by the lock. So the Gemara wants to know, why the Chacham here? Why are we interpreting them that they're so makel? Shouldn't you require at least one requirement? Like you have the same thing by the lock. You have one requirement at least. At least it's got to be connected. It doesn't have to be hanging. That Imam Shi could see. That far we don't have to go. Rabbi Yehuda was mikkel with that. But at least you have one requirement. That's the question. Ela Ezu Shemedina Osir. Where is the taka Osir in the Medina? Where is it Osir in your house? Kol She'ena Lo Kasher V'lo Toli. It's not tied and it's not hanging. V'sham Tomenech B'Karen Zavis. And it's in some corner somewhere. That's a problem. It looks like it's boneh. So if I go get a bolt from my closet and I bring it to the door, it's 30 feet away, that's a problem of boneh.
Is this price saying anything that the Mishnah is following?
The price is this price. No, it's just explaining. The Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Bar Abba, Mishmei De'ula, Ma'an Tana Hanegar Hanigrar, who said this Brisa? Who's the author of the Brisa of Nagar Hanigrar? It's our good friend, Rabbi Eliezer he. It's our good friend Rabbi Eliezer, who's the author of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said you have two requirements, right? Right? And by the way, that makes sense. Because the same Tana here said you need two requirements. That's the same Tana over there by the bolt that also said you need two requirements. So now the Gemara Rashi makes the leap, and the one who argues on him over there is Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda must be the one who argues on him over here. Doesn't have to be that way. That's what the Gemara assumes. Same person arguing. So how come over there he at least requires one requirement and over here he requires zero requirements? That can't be right. That's the Gemara's question. Right? Amalei, so he answered back to him, the one who said this vort, Rabbi Yirmiya, Amalei, what? No. I'm sorry. No, who said it? Right, Rabbaba. No, Rabbaba said, it doesn't have to have any, the Chacham held nothing. The Chacham held by the window, you need no requirements. It doesn't have to be hanging or tied. So one second, by the case of the bolt, even Rabbi Yehuda required one. So what do you mean there's no requirements over here? That can't be right. What do you mean? So he said back, well, no, there's another Brisa out there. What do you think, is the only Brisa in Shas? No. Amalei, Ana, the Amriki Haitana. I hold like a different Brisa, the Tanya. Kana sheskinu balabayis yilios pesach. If a balabayis building a house, okay, there's going to be I'm putting a door over there. V'noah bo, and he's going to lock the door sometimes. Bizman shekasher v'toloi Yeah. Another, I mean, I write down, the Tanya. Kana Shehiskino, Al Balabayas, Leos Poseach Venoel Bo, right? Bizman She Kosher Vitoli Bepesach. If it's Kesher Vitoli, tied and hanging, Poseach Venoel Bo, then you could use it. Ein Kosher Vitoli, Ein Poseach Venoel Bo. If it's not tied, Ein Poseach Vikosher, you can't use it. Why? It's Mechzi Kabinyan. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Misukon, Afal Pi, what? Yeah, one second. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Misukon, Afal Pi, She'ein HaKashur. It's good enough as long as you had it in mind. It doesn't have to be tied. So you see, there's a third Tana. So there's three levels. Rabbi Eliezer holds, you need Kashur Vitali. Has to be tied and hanging. So you can see that it's connected. Rabbi Yehuda held, it has to be tied. You don't have to see, it could be 3 miles long, that rope. And it could be somewhere else, but as long as it's tied, good enough. And Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, you don't even need that. You don't need either case. What do you have to have? Just so you thought about it before Shabbos. So on Shabbos morning, oh my goodness, I left the window open. I don't have any wood to close the window. Run into the yard, let me see what it's doing over there. And that you can't do, because it's too late. You have to have it in mind before Shabbos. Right? That's Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Says Rabbi Abba, I hold like this one. So I'm totally right to say that the Chacham of our Mishnah held you don't need any requirements at all.
Yeah, so this is only Mechzi Kabinyan, not Binyan.
Correct. It's Mechzi Kabinyan. That's right. What would you see if you walked by on Shabbos and you saw a guy sticking in a frame into the wall? What's the guy doing on Shabbos? It's Shabbos. You would not say he's closing his window. You would say he's building. I don't know. I'm not 100% sure if it's Marisai or it just looks like it's Binyan, so it's a Gzeri or a Bonin. What do you mean?
That's how it's done. Why is it?
Right, so why is it Mechzi Kabinyan?
Correct. You have a door. You have a lock on the door.
Right.
You ever bought a door without a lock?
Right, no, no such thing. Right.
Part of the door is the lock.
Right. Right. Right here. It's a good question. So what does it mean, Mechzi Kabinyan? What does that mean exactly? Right, that's the issue. This is not Binyan. It's not issue of Binyan. Although, the Gemara did say that on top, that Bryce said about the lock, that even Doraisa, even in the basic Mikdash, you can't do that. Because it's Mamash building. It's not Mexican, it's Mamash building. So, if you figure all that out. Amar Yehuda Bar Shilas, Amar Vasi, maybe this, Amar B'Yochan, Halakha Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. We pass on Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Maybe exactly from Moti's point. Of course. It doesn't have to be tied or hanging. It's not Mexican Binyan, it's a window. What does that even mean, Mexican Binyan? Was that Mar Zion? Like, so, no, it's not true. Everyone has that. Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hach, is that even true? Votnan. We're going to learn them at Beis. Kol Kisui HaKelim. Any cover of Kelim. A cover of a Keli. Sheyesh Lem Beis Achiza. It has a handle. Nitalin B'Shabbos. You can move that on Shabbos for something else. We'll get to that in a few minutes. V'amar V'hud Bar Shila Amar Rav Asi Amar Rabbi Yochanan V'hu Sheyesh Toras Kli Alehem. It has to have a Toras Kli. What does that mean? Rashi says, Toras Kli Alehem, second wide line, Shahakisui Royui L'Tashmish Atzmo Hu Dinitalon B'Shabbos. That the Kisui is appropriate for itself to be moved on Shabbos. Vim Toras Kli Alav, Dazana Kli, Ein Lomrin and Kisui Kli Havi Kli. We don't say the cover of a Kli is really a Kli. So what does that mean? So as long as it has a Toras Kli, right? In other words, it's not some random piece of pottery or something that I put onto the cover of the Kli. It's not that. It's a real Kli. If it's a real Kli, then it's not Muksa. So what do we see from here? How could Rabbi Yochanan hold that we paskin like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel? That he could just take some random, as long as he had it in mind, and you could put it into the window? How could he say that, right? Over here, I'm sorry. What's the question? Right. An etzem cover is not really a kli. It's not a kli. What is it? It's a cover. It's not really a kli. It's not, the etzem is not a kli. What is it? It's just a carbon to a pot. It's not a kli. If it can be used for something else, now it's a kli. I have a cover for a pot. What can I do with that cover? Nothing. You cover the pot. That's not really a kli. That's what the Gemara is saying, man. It's not really a kli. If it can be used for something else, now it's a kli.
Well, we just said to that stuff.
So.
It breaks off.
I know, but no, we're trying to point. We're going for a different point here. We're trying to show that if it's not really a kli, unless it has a different purpose, what do you see from here? Right? That it can't be moved. Right? So according to Rabbi Yochanan, so if that's true, what do you mean? I have a thing over there on the floor that I could use to stick it to the window. If it's not tied to the window, it can't be moved. That's not a kli. It's not a kli. Just to stick it into the window, that's not a kli. How could you pass it like this? Shmuel Ben Gamliel said, don't worry about it, as long as you have it in mind. What do you mean have it in mind? It's not a kli.
It's a big difference.
Yeah.
That's made for that.
I know, but the kli is made for the cover of a pot, no?
Fine, but I need the saucer, so I'm going to use the cover of the saucer.
Right. I hear.
What am I using the window for?
Right. Right. That's the Gemara's question. The Gemara says, V'chi teim ha'chanam ha'dekataris kli alav. They mean this is a kli. Me boy, Rav Shmuel Ben Gamliel Torah's kli alav doesn't even hold that. It doesn't even require it to be a kli. Votanya chorios shel dekel. Let's say you have bundles of wood. Shegadron l'shem etzim. You collected them for firewood, right? And then you have them all for firewood. Nice wood in the yard. And then all the kids want to play with it on Shabbos. The kids want to play with it. They want to sit on it. They want to sit on it. They want to jump on it. So you know what? I'll let them jump on it. I'll change my mind. So you know what? These are now toys. Says Rav Shmuel Ben Gamliel, you could do that. V'nimlach aleihem liyeshiva. And you know you want to have it made for sitting.
When? Before Shabbos?
Or maybe, yeah, before Shabbos, maybe even on Shabbos. Tzarech likshar. You got to tie them up. Why do you have to tie them up? Because if you don't tie them up, you have to do a maisa that you're changing your mind. Rav Shmuel Ben Gamliel Omer, ain't tzarech likshar. Who made up that rule? You don't have to tie them up.
Before Shabbos.
So what do you see from here? The Rav Shmuel Ben Gamliel holds that machshava is enough. You don't have to do any maisa. So too, the thing over there on the floor to use for the window, Rav Shmuel Ben Gamliel holds machshava is enough. Rabbi Yochanan, so what's going on here? So how can Rabbi Yochanan contradict himself? On the one hand, he's not passing like Rav Shmuel Ben Gamliel, but I also hold that kelim are problems. So he says, yeah. He agrees with him on one point, and he argues with him on another point. He agrees with him on the issue of bone has to be tied, right? That he agreed with him. He agreed with him it doesn't have to be tied. Why? Because this doesn't look like binyan. Not a problem at all. However, on the issue of the kli, that he did hold, then he argued on Rav Shmuel Ben Gamliel. Okay.
Which is, what is a kli exactly?
Exactly. Darsh Yitzchak Nafcha Pischa Debei Reish Galus Halacha Rabbi Eliezer. We pass on Rabbi Eliezer. They need two requirements. Masav Rab Amram Umedivrehem Lamadnu Shepokikin Umodin Vikoshin B'Shabbos. What do you mean? We have a story where we hold Pokikin, which means you could do some kind of testing. We'll see in a minute what it means. We're going to read the Rashi. Umodin, you can measure. Vikoshin, you could tie B'Shabbos on Shabbos, which means you don't hold like Rabbi Eliezer. What's that? What do you mean? So Rashi says, Perek Basra, in the last parak of Shabbos, Bimei Aviv Shal Rav Tzadok, in the days of the father of Rav Tzadok, who Bimei Abba Shal Ben Batnes, in his days, Shepakagu Es HaMa'or B'Tefiach V'Karshu Es HaMakida B'Gemi Ledem Yesh B'Gigis Paseach Tefach. They did some tests, apparently the barrel, they wanted to see if it was cracked or something, so for mitzvah or something, so they did some tests on the barrel to see how the measure of the crack, something like that. And the point is, they did it on Shabbos. So you see from here that we don't, and also you see from here about windows and all these kinds of things, much more makel. We don't hold it has to be pakuk and tolui, has to be tied, kosher and tolui, we don't hold like that. From this case of the Rav Tzadik, his father, you see that we don't hold like that. Right? Mufarishla, Viktani, Midivayim Labandu, from the fact that they were makel about those issues, what we'll get to in the last paragraph of Shabbos, you see that we're more makel. So the Gemara says, Amalei Abayas, 1 second, Ma'idaitacha, Mishum Diktani Seifa, Mishum Diktani Stama, Could you have an anonymous Mishnah later on over there that says that we're makel? Nagar Nigra Nami Stamihi. The case of the bolts also makel, also anonymous. And then there was a Brisa that said, oh, that's Rabbi Eliezer. But the actual words of the Mishnah are anonymous. So why is that anonymous Mishnah better than this anonymous Mishnah? I'm Mechmer. I'm Achmad Rabbi Eliezer. You want to be makel based on an anonymous Mishnah later on? And we derive from there that... No. So Gemara says, Afilu Hachi Maisa Rav. Doesn't matter. The Maisa Rav. The fact that there's Amaroyim, those Tanoim held that way, that beats the fact that it's anonymous over here. Therefore, since they actually practice that way, you see that it's more makel. Okay, next. Call Kiso Akalim, Shiesh Lehem Beis Achiza, Nitalim B'Shavas. Any kli that has a handle can be moved on Shabbos. Amr B'Yosi, B'Ved Demar Murim, B'Kisui Karkos. It's only true if it's a Kisui in the ground, like the cover of a pit or something. Rashi says, Kigon Kisui Bor V'Dus, like the cover for a pit. Dahave Kibone, it's like bone. Ilav Demucha Beis Achiza, Dila Demashkel V'Haduri Ovid. If unless it has a handle, then you realize, oh, it's not bone. Because why does it have a handle? Ah, it's easy to remove, even if it's not bone. But if it doesn't have a handle, yeah, that might be bone. You put a thing on a bar, you did bone. You cover a bar, it could be bone. But if you have a handle on it, that's not bone. Aval b'kisui kalim, but if it's a kisui for kalim, b'gachu b'gachu nitalim b'shabbos. But it has to have a handle? Of course not. That's why I don't understand the Gemara before. The kli has to be good for another purpose. What does that mean? The cover has to be good for another purpose. What does that mean? The Mishnah says, right, what are you talking about? You have a cover for a pot? Of course it's not muksa. Who said it's muksa? A cover for a pot's not muksa, it's a kli. But it doesn't have another purpose. What kind of thing is that? That's what Rabbi Yossi is saying over here. What are you talking about? Right? Any kli in the house, something has to have another purpose? Then we're going to rule like that. A cover has to have another purpose? Of course not. No, no, no. We said a cover has to have another purpose. What about the fact that it's a cover? Rashi said it. Yeah, we have another purpose. To show it's real, it's a real kli. What kind of thing is that? I don't understand that Gemara there, because right away, Biosi says, what are you talking about? That's outdoors. Yeah, so you want to use the cover for the pit? If it doesn't have a handle, it's not a binyan. If it has a handle, that demonstrates it's not really a binyan, because who does that? Who puts a cover on a pit that you're going to take away? So obviously, the handle means it's not really a binyan. But in the kitchen? Of course not. Every pot that has a cover. What are you busy with? So that makes so much sense. So Amar of Yehuda, Bar Shila, Amar of Asi, Amar of Yochanan, Vuhu, Shiesh, Toras, Kli, Aleha. Okay, this heter, the Temimitaltel, is only, again, it's only if it's Roy, the Masifta says, Roy Latashmish Acher Milvara Kisui. It has another purpose besides covering it. That's what turns it into a kli. It's very difficult, Gemara. The kuli alma, everybody holds karkos in the yeshman beis achiza in ilolo. Everybody holds that for the outdoors, it has to have a handle. If it doesn't have a handle, you run into problems of boner. Kisui akelim, if a cover for a keli, a pot cover, a cover for your mug, you know, they have those covers. Afagav de ein lehem beis achiza. Even if it doesn't have beis achiza, that's for sure good. Keep league. What's the machlok is about? The kalim de chavrinhu ba'ara. Kalim that are attached to the ground, like an oven. That's what an oven. Tan mar savar. The Tanakama holds gazrinon. Where goes there? Kalim that are in the ground, like a tanur, ought to. The kalim that are really in the ground, which is a bar. That's what would make it zero. So that keli has to have a cover just like the keli of the ground. Umar Savar and Rabbi Yossi held Logaz Rinan. We don't make such a gzera. Lishna Achrina, another vart. Ki pligi, when do they argue? Bekisu, the same thing. They're just saying it straight out. Bekisu Tanner, with the cover of an oven. Mar Savar, Tanakama holds, Midam Lele Kisi Karka. We compare it to the Kisi of Karka, therefore it better have a handle. Doesn't have a handle, it looks like bone. Umar Savar and Rabbi Yossi held, Midam Lele Kisi Kalim. It's compared to Kisu Kalim, which doesn't have to have a handle, right? Because it's kisuf kelim, and therefore it knows such gzeira. Hajan alach kol hakelim, hajan alach kol hakelim, hajan alach kol hakelim. So it's not easy. We don't have clarity about what's halacha l'maisa. That's many times added in Daf Yomi, right? We don't have enough clarity about it. Okay. Next perek. This perek is a very interesting perek. I meant to look something up and I forgot. Maybe we'll do it tomorrow. Mifanin, so the perek is about things that you shouldn't do on Shabbos because of Osir's Issa Derabbanan. No malach here. There's no malach in this Mishnah.
Is that
Uvda Dechol? Yeah, Uvda Dechol. It's Issa Derabbanan.
That's
basically, yes. Basically, yes. Tircha, extra tircha. Like today, now we're going to talk about moving around barrels in the house. What are you moving around barrels for? Because your wife said it's a day off. We'll move the barrels now on Shabbos afternoon. Let's do that. Let's rearrange the house on Shabbos afternoon. We'll move the bookcases over there. We'll move the furniture. We'll do it now. It's not muksa. Books are not muksa. Right? We'll move it around now. We'll move the furniture now. Couch is not muksa. So there's no malacha. So there's two kinds of gzeiras. There's a gzeira that you shouldn't do because it'll lead to something else, right? And then there's a gzeira that you shouldn't do it because it's just not appropriate. Right, right. It's a very open-ended category. As a matter of fact, the rabbi told me that he was thinking of giving a shiur about Uvda Dechol on the Shabbos. Because talk about riding a bicycle on Shabbos. Why can't you ride a bicycle on Shabbos? He wasn't sure.
No.
A lot of kids do. What? Now. Why can't you? There's no malacha. There's an eruv, no malacha. So there could be other.
When you grew up, there's no such thing.
Correct. So what could the reason be for not doing that on Shabbos? What could the reason be not to do that? Not a malacha. So the only answer is, it's on Shabbos day. What does that mean? Is there such a thing even? Of course such a thing. When I tell you not to move around the furniture, everyone's masking to that. No one had a problem with that. Everyone understands that you shouldn't be doing that on Shabbos. When it comes to scooters, everyone's already, no, it's not the same thing. So I'm not a posek. To me, it looks like the same thing. Listen, you have to walk to shul, right? You do that during the week, you do it on Shabbos. Of course there are things that are the same, right? Besides walking to shul, what else is the same? Nothing else in our lives is the same. We don't wear the same clothing. You're not supposed to speak the same. Everything's different.
So would that include the daber?
Yeah. It's part of that. Your actions on Shabbos should not be the same during the week. It's just the way... Exactly. What? Exercising is another great example. It's not malacha. Not malacha to exercise on Shabbos. That's violating one of the 39 malachas. No way. It's not the kind of thing that people do on Shabbos. Now, what's the geder? Mate is a good point. It's so open-ended. So what about going for a walk on Shabbos? I don't think anyone answers that. Just go for a walk. Not a power walk. A walk. I don't go visit the grandchildren. Go for a walk. It takes an hour walk. So you're not allowed to do that? Of course you're allowed to do that. That's 100% mutter. I don't think anyone says you can't do that. I can't imagine someone said that. What's the difference? There's gedarim, so you got to learn halachas, right? So now we're going to learn in the Mishnah very basic things. Mifanin, you can move around the barrels. The barrels sitting in your living room. I don't know why they're there. The Amazon came and they dropped off all the boxes. So mifanin, you can move them. Exactly. Afilu arba v'chamesh kupos shel tevin v'chel shel tevua. Even 4 or 5 barrels. Even 4 or 5 barrels you can move. Number one, the Bnei Ha'archim, for the guests. Guests are coming. Right? Umefanei bittel ha'beis ha'medrash. The shear is going to happen. A bunch of boxes sitting in the shul. Shear is going to come. See, that, you can move those boxes. What do you see from here? It's a tzarech mitzvah. For tzarech mitzvah, you can move the boxes. Right? For Archim, right? For Suda, for beis ha'medrash, right? Avalois ha'otzer, right? But you can't go to the warehouse where nobody's going. That you can't go. What do you go to the warehouse for? That you can't. The shed? No. No one's in the shed. In the middle of the shul, someone dropped off boxes, you can move those boxes out of the way. The shul's coming, davening's coming. You're having guests. So the Ramah is busy with why is that suda a heter? What kind of heter is that? Is that a mitzvah? Is a mitzvah that...
I need the space.
So the Ramah's busy with what makes a suda a mitzvah. If you invite guests over, not even guests over, my friend's coming for lunch. Is that a suda's mitzvah? Well, I'm a kind of the mitzvah of Chnasas Archim. So does that mean it's a suda's mitzvah now?
Is there an understanding that these are circumstances that couldn't have been anticipated? Suddenly somebody turns up and you weren't expecting. Suddenly more people come to school than you weren't expecting. Because
so then that's 100% mutter.
Yeah, no, but we learned with Hokus Yontif that things that could have been done before Yontif are usher to do on Yontif. So you could have...
That was malachas. That was malachas that you needed. Right, I'm allowed to cook. But I forgot to take the branch. I forgot to take the apples off the tree. So that you could have done beforehand.
Well, take
we're not talking about things like this. We're just moving around boxes.
But take Cholamoid.
Yeah.
You can't do laundry on Cholamoid because you could have done it before. So it's, in other words, if you can anticipate that there's a need.
Okay, so interesting. So here we go. So we'll have a little daf tomorrow. So, yeah, I think tomorrow's a big daf. Yeah, tomorrow's a big daf. So mafana nafilu arba chamish kubah shal tevim shal tevua ibnei archim. You have to have reasons for guests, maybe the bitzalam beis medrash for the shul. Avalo is the otzer, not in your yard, not in the otzer. That you can't do. No purpose in that. Mafana truma tahora. Now what can you move? You can move truma tahora. Says Rashi, klomar mahi mafanin davar haroi kigon elu. It has to be something that you could use. Kigon elu truma tahora. The chazil of behemas kohen. Now, truma tahora, a kohen's behemah could eat it. Aval truma temeya, lo. Truma temeya, right? In other words, if it's muksa, you can't move it. We're talking about things that are not muksa. No heter if it's muksa. We're talking about things that are not muksa. And what's the issue? The issue is tircha. Uvdu dechol, whatever you want to say. If it's muksa, no, it doesn't get off the ground. So what's not muksa? Truma tahora is not muksa. Why? Because you can give it to the animal. Dafilu behemus kohen lo havi lo chazi b'shabbos. If it's truma temeya, who could eat that? Even an animal, you can't even give it to an animal. Truma temeya. Truma temeya means you can't do anything with it. It's muksa. Afag avde b'chol chaziu kidetanya b'chol sha l'psachim shemar tzakarin miritza lifnei kelev. 1 minute during the week. Listen, this Rashi. During the week, you can give truma temeya to your animal. You're allowed to do that. But on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do that. Why not? Rashi says, "B'Shabbos Yomtiv lo chazi." You're not allowed to give your animal truma tmeya on Shabbos or Yomtiv. Why not? Because the zuhi beirum in olam, because you're getting rid of it from the world. Olahasik ola behema, or to use it for a fire, or to give it to your animal. You're not allowed to do that. You know why? Ein mevarin truma tmeya v'kachim tmeya b'yomtiv. You're not allowed to get rid of truma tmeya or kachim tmeya on Yomtiv. Or Shabbos. Now they get rid of it. So you're not allowed to use it, even for a firewood, on Yontif. It's mutter, not allowed to do that on Yontif. On the week that you're allowed to. Shabbos, you're not allowed to.
Well, you give it to a Kohen, right?
No, it's Tameh.
No, it's Tahora.
Tahora is a... Why do you say Behema? Yeah. Because I think maybe it's not processed. So you can't even eat it. The animal could eat it. That's what I think it means. Even as a barrel, it's not even processed. So you can't even eat it. But the animal could eat it. That's fine. Yeah, if you have to get animal food... So if it's true to mayo, you can't move it. Says Rashi, it's mutter for animals. Not only during the week, it's mutter for animals. Not on Shabbos. Right? Okay. Next. All these things. Demai. Why is demai mutter? You can give it to an ani. You yourself can become an ani. My sarishon shenit lo trumaso. My sarishon, the truma was taken off. Nothing wrong with that. Maaser sheni v'hektish aniftu. Maaser sheni or hektish that were redeemed. Nothing wrong with that. That's edible. And the Gemara is going to ask why we mention each one of these cases. Va'turmus hayavesh, a dry turmus. B'nei shumaychal izim. The goat could eat that. Avalo is a tevel. If it's tevel, you can't move it. Why? Because it's muksa. Lo is a trumaysa rishon shal another trumaso. If someone dropped off boxes of maaser rishon when truma was not taken off, you can't move them out of the shul. Stop there. Veloes Maiser Sheni, Behektish Shaloniftu, Veloes Haluf, not Luf, some kind of kidneyus, that it's not even edible even for animals. Veloes Achardol, it's not ground up, not right, it's not right to eat. Rishur Ben Gamliel Mater Beluf, he said, Notis Mutter, Neshu Michael Orvin. The ravens eat that. So you can give it, if you have pet ravens, then you can move it. Chavile Kash, bundles of straw, chavile eitzim, bundles of wood, for chavile zeradim, or types of different kinds of reeds, whatever. Imiskin and lemaichel behema. If you set it aside for maichel behema, metaltal on the son, then you can move him. For yim lav, and if not, aim metaltal on the son, you can't move them.
No.
If it's muksa, then you can't move them, even if you need the space. It starts off over the chol, so it's over the chol. Right. So really, you can't move boxes around. You really shouldn't be doing that on Shabbos.
Is it the same? So you just
stand up? No. Really, you shouldn't move boxes on Shabbos. It's not appropriate. However, if you need it for the shul,
yeah,
or for your guests, then it's mutter. But if your wife is sitting around and she's bored, she says, you know what? Move the couch over there. Let's see how it looks over there. So you know what? Wait till Sunday to do that.
This is not the couch.
Now, even though the boxes can be moved, it's only if they're not muksa. That's right.
Two-step
process, that's right. Now, why do it have to go out of its way to tell me that I can't move muksa? Yeah. I'm not sure.
Because, very simple.
Yeah?
The first part of the mission is telling you can use certain stuff if you need the space, but not if those things
are muksa. Right.
Well, I thought you could only feed domestic animals. So.
They are domestic animals.
So what about the ravens? I mean,
so maybe there's your ravens, you have pet ravens.
And you can move the circle.
Not only Kalim can move Tarach Makomo. These are not Kalim, it's food.
That's what I thought.
So maybe we'll get to that. No, that's not true. That's not true. Muksa Machmas Gufo you're not allowed to move. No. No, you're not. No, you're for sure not. You're not going to move a stone. No, you're not. No, you're not. You're not allowed to. Only Kalim you can move. Not non-Kalim. Yes. Positive. Positive. If you're going to sit down for showers and there's money on your seat, you're not allowed to move the money. You could knock it with your elbow, all these other things. You can't pick it up. If it's a hammer, you get a pen, you pick it up and move it somewhere else. 100%.
It's a stone, you know?
No. Okay, so stones that you set aside, like those kinds of stone things. Right. Exactly, yeah, 100%.
Okay,
yeah. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow.